Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to our new feature on thesportsvirus.com, Warriors Extra, with our field reporter, Ryan Leong.
And it's my special pleasure to be joined by Rusty Simmons, the Chronicle beat writer for the Golden State Warriors. And Rusty, welcome to the Sports Virus.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Rusty, thanks for joining us. And just tell me about so far. This Warriors season's been incredible. I mean, this team just continues to win, which is something that you and I are both not familiar with years ago.
Yeah, it's funny. Every night it seems like we come in here and talk about a new record that they have. They got the 60-win milestone tonight. And every night there's something that they're accomplishing, and it reminds you of those early days of covering the beat where by this point they're mathematically eliminated and you're writing stories about 10-day contract guys just to try to keep the readers interested. This year you literally can write about Stephen Curry's toilet and people want to read it. So it's way different than it used to be.
Yeah, tell me, what do you think right now? Is there any weakness right now that could affect this team the way they're playing? I mean, I know they're... As of this recording, they're missing Iguodala for, a couple weeks. And, of course, Festus Ezeli, unfortunately, has been kind of hit and miss.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing with them. I think it's injuries. Those two guys already down, and if anybody else goes down as deep as they are, there's only so much that you can handle as far as injuries go. And that's the truth for every NBA team, right? Like, one player can make such a huge difference in a five-man sport. But anything tactically, schematically, emotionally, I don't see any problems there for the Warriors. They're the most talented team in the league. I think they're the most cohesive. They like each other on and off the court. They play for each other. They get up enough in games that don't matter to win them. And in the playoffs, they're all going to matter. So I would assume they're going to play really, really well.
All right, we're joined by Rusty Simmons here on the Sports Virus and talking about, of course, the 60-6 Golden State Warriors. That's just amazing to even consider that. And, you know, again, as of the recording, the Warriors 31-0 at home. No one's ever gone perfect for a season at home in the regular season. Chances look pretty good for the Warriors. They could do it.
Yeah, they could. And it's one of the goals that they set. It started out 2 years ago when Kerr came in and said we want to dominate the home court. He didn't put a tangible number on it at that point. But the Warriors this year, as players, said, hey, let's try to sweep it at home. Nobody's ever done it before. And the remarkable thing is it could happen twice in 1 year. San Antonio could do it and the Warriors could do it. The running joke with me and Steph on the road is that everywhere we go, people ask him about 73 wins. And I keep telling them, you might have to win at least 70 to get the first seed. And that's how remarkable this year is. The Warriors are setting all these records. They got a legitimate chance at breaking the all-time record for single-season wins. And it might take that to get the first seed in the West because San Antonio's so good.
Speaking of so good, are the Warriors in a position where they can almost let themselves up for the ultimate letdown by not winning the NBA championship? Because all these records aren't going to matter. And I think if that were to happen, the Warriors will turn into the that Patriots team that was 18-0 going into the Super Bowl, and nobody ever talks about them because they lost to the Giants.
Yeah. It could happen. They're very cognizant of it. All of them talk about that winning 73 isn't nearly as important as winning a championship. So they're aware of it. They know. And I think that's the one thing that might hold them back from winning 73 is that at the end of the year, if guys are banged up, I think they know enough about that two-month grind of the playoffs that they had to go through last year that they'll allow themselves to rest, that they'll sit, they'll try to get ready for the playoffs. I think they learned a lot last year having to go through that slog. And so even if it's enticing to go chase 73, if their guys are banged up, I think they'll sit.
Rusty, let me just ask you a couple more questions here. Do you anticipate anything as far as, like, what have been the biggest challenges for you as a beat writer this year covering this team?
I think the biggest challenges are also some of the things that make it the most special. The road trips are an absolute media circus now. So the days of getting one-on-ones with the players are all but gone. You got to try to grab guys after gaggle interviews or grab guys when they're coming to and from the locker room to get one-on-one stuff. But that also makes it really special. It creates a great buzz on the road when you're tired and don't want to travel to another city. It gives a lot of different perspectives. You know, sometimes in the day-to-day grind of a beat, you feel like you're asking the same questions all the time. But when there's so many different reporters there, you hear different perspectives and different angles that people are going. And to me, the best thing about it is the fan interest. After covering a team for so long that you had to kind of spark that interest, this team does it itself. All you have to do is write the story.
And lastly, Rusty, I want to ask you, I think, what was the first year you covered the Warriors?
2009. I got to do, I was a backup for Janie Hu during the playoffs in the We Believe year, the 2007 year, and then 2009 was my first full-time on the beat.
And if I'm correct, that was Curry's rookie year, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. We came in together, and that was my mandate. I wasn't coming in until they drafted somebody who would eventually be the best player in the league.
Right. Lastly, I bet you remember the whole – I remember media day myself. We talked to Monte Ellis, and it was a really boring media day. I remember this. And, like, nothing was really going on. All of a sudden, we go to Monte, and, hey, Monte, what do you think of this new guy, Stephen Curry? Oh, I can't play with this guy.
Yeah.
And tell me the rest of what you thought of that at the media day.
Well, that's the way media days used to be with the Warriors. Not only were they bad on the floor, they were dysfunctional off the floor. So that media day, which is supposed to be fun and we're 0-0, we got a chance to go 82-0 and make the playoffs, turned into Steven Jackson demanding a trade, Monte Ellis saying he couldn't play with Stephen Curry, and Stephen Curry being onslaughted with these questions about these two leaders who didn't want to play with him. And that's the way it used to be. Now the media days are happy, and you see the guys taking pictures with their Santa Claus hats and getting ready for all the stuff that's going to go on throughout the year, and guys playing along, and there's a lot of jokes, and it's very, very different.
And unfortunately, though, for us, we don't get the table we used to get, because I'll set it up, that table we had, or all the players, rather, Monte Ellis, and then we surrounded Monte around the table and with Steph and all the players until this. And this is the first year they did it as a press conference setting where no one-on-ones, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, well, and I think they had to. The way they used to do the table setups was they'd bring out four or five guys at a time, and one of them would be a star. And then the other three guys would kind of sit at their tables by themselves, right? So Monte would be a star in one group. Steven Jackson would be a star in another group. Steph Curry would be a star in another. Now they've got so many stars that they can't do that. They can't spread them out. And so the way to do it is to bring them up one by one to kind of a press conference setting, bring them up to a podium and do it that way. And I think we're seeing a lot of that with the Warriors. All of their practice and shoot-around interviews are in gaggles up against a wall instead of trying to get one-on-ones. All of their post-game interviews are at a gaggle, most of them against a wall, some at the locker still. And there's even been talk about bringing those guys out into the interview room just because it's so crowded in there. A lot of times on the road in the smaller locker rooms, there's no choice but to bring Steph outside to talk to them. So the Warriors PR is having to deal and change as the Warriors franchise is changing.
And so for you as a beat writer, how much have you enjoyed this? And, you know, this is my final question for you about just being on this beat, and what do you want to see happen with your career moving forward?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I say all the time that I would do this for free. I almost do. I mean, you know, if you don't love it, you don't get into it. But this is great fun. On top of the brilliant style of basketball they play, the unselfish style they play, they're all pretty good guys, and they at least pretend to be okay with the media and go through all that stuff. They're all articulate and well-spoken and complete a sentence and give you anecdotes. They make our job really easy. So it's a great experience to be around, especially knowing how the other side can live.